This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
For years, activists and aldermen have been pushing for the city of Chicago to reopen its shuttered mental health clinics. The nearly $17 billion budget the city council approved last week won't do that. But several aldermen who've been critical of the mayor's mental health strategy still supported it anyway. WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports.
Reopening mental health clinics closed by Mayor Rahm Emanuel in 2012 was a signature campaign issue for a lot of freshman aldermen when they ran in 2019. And every budget season, the question is asked, why is the city spending so much money on the police department while public health gets squeezed? So when the city benefited from nearly $2 billion in federal coronavirus relief, many progressive aldermen thought the city should be spending it on mental health, specifically reopening those clinics. Here's activist Elena Gormley speaking at a press conference earlier this summer with members of the city council's progressive caucus.
We need treatment, not trauma, and the investment of ARPA funds to reopen the closed mental health clinics to provide the follow-up care necessary for crisis response.
For activists like Gormley, the issue of mental health goes hand in hand with violence prevention, addressing the trauma of gun violence and over-policing. But 2 years of pandemic life has put even more pressure on the city to invest in mental health. In the middle of a routine online Q&A on mental health in the pandemic, Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison R. Woody and her Deputy of Behavioral Health, Matt Richards, were asked about it.
Okay. This is a question that we certainly get a lot.
Yeah.
On Facebook. You know, why aren't you reopening CDPH mental health clinics that were closed by Mayor Emanuel?
Sure.
Arwoody admitted the city has not done all it could be doing to provide support for mental health.
A number of you are writing in with comments here. I don't think it's a secret to anybody that we don't have enough mental health services, and we've not really had a good system for coordinating among all of the places where people can get mental health services.
But she stopped short of saying that reopening the clinics is the right course of action. In fact, she argues it's counterproductive in addressing the mental health needs of the city's most vulnerable, who may be better served with continued outreach.
It's sort of clinics and. It's that we are interested in growing and expanding the access to outpatient mental health care, but it's all about lowering barriers for everybody, not just thinking about the people who can make an outpatient appointment.
Arwoody says the city has been able to treat 26,000 people under its community-based strategy. That's compared to 3,600 when she first took over the department. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's budget for next year does make substantial commitments for mental health. 29 new positions were created to address the issue, and all of them will be funded by corporate city dollars. This means the positions will be funded permanently year after year, well after the federal COVID relief dollars run out. This was enough to get several progressive caucus members to support the budget, members like Alderwoman Rosana Rodriguez-Sanchez.
This is the biggest investment that has been made into the mental health clinics in over a decade. And the leaders and the people on the ground that I have been working with understood how meaningful it was.
So Rodriguez-Sanchez doesn't agree with R. Woody's position that you can invest in mental health without reopening the clinics.
I think every community needs to have a public mental health clinic.
She says the fight will continue until those clinics are reopened, but for now, she'll take the win. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.